Hey, 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 this is Tim Robinson, and this is taken from the TIM, and that's Tim, that's me. My subject today is Cash App, and I want to talk to you about the benefits and the features of a Cash App application. Now, if you don't have Cash App, it's very easy to get. It's on your Google Play Store or on your Apple iOS Store. You can actually download the Cash App application. And later in this audio, I will tell you a code that you can use in order to be able to get a $5 credit if you do not have it and you're able to get a credit to start using it. Now, what is Cash App? Cash App is a peer-to-peer application that allows you to send and receive money, cash, from peer to peer, or you can also do it from peer to business or nonprofit and vice versa. And because we have been in a lot of social distancing and we have been doing a lot of Zoom meeting and other meetings like that, where we have not been seeing people face to face, Cash App has been a great tool for them to use in order to be able to send money from one another. And college students have been using it for years. I got on Cash App about 2 years ago, and I'm so glad that I did. So if you went into the Cash App application, you will see at the bottom of the screen, you will see four icons. The first one would show you the amount that you have in your account, if any. The next thing is the little credit card symbol, look like a credit card. Then you see the dollar sign. Then you see the sign with a little squiggly line next to it and a B. And then finally you see one that looked like a clock. And I'm going to tell you which each of these things are for. So if you come into the first one, the banking one, which is the one when you first come in that shows the amount that you have in your account, if any, you will open that up. It will show you what your balance is, and it gives you your opportunity to add cash or to cash out. If you have attached your bank account, it will give the routing number and the account number, and below that it will give you the ability to deposit and transfer. If you have set it up for Bitcoin, it will give you opportunity to get Bitcoin, and then it will give you opportunity to link your bank account to it, your debit card, or any, if you want to link a credit card to it to fund it, you can do that as well. Going over to the next tab is, if you desire, you can request free of charge a Cash App Visa debit card. The next little slot next to the amount of the money that looks like a little credit card, that is where you would see your debit card number, you will see the expiration date, the CVV code, and it is a Visa debit card. The next one will give you the little dollar sign that will show if you want to request money from someone. Say if you someone owes you money and you want to send them like a request for the money, you could put in the amount in there and then hit request. And if you want to pay someone, a lot of young guys I know use this to pay to get their hair cut in a cash transaction touchless environment, you can just pay it through your Cash App. Just put the amount in and hit pay. The next one where you see like the graph and you see the B is if you want to get stock or Bitcoin, you're able to get stock and Bitcoin in your Cash App, and I'll go over that shortly. And the last one where you see the clock shows you all of the transactions that you have made on your Cash App. Now, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about Cash App is that I believe that a lot of people are leaving a lot of money on the table. If you go back over to the debit card where you have the Visa debit card, it's the second one next to the money symbol that's all the way on your left. If you have requested a debit card, it will show in here. But the thing that I want to share with people is that Cash App has something called Boost. And Boost is the opportunity for you to be able to either save money on a purchase or to be able to get Bitcoin for making a purchase. Now, the great thing about it is instantaneous. So, like, after you make the purchase, it will show that you made the purchase. If you're making a purchase and you're getting a discount, it will show you the amount that you saved, and it will show that that's the only amount that was taken from your card, not the total amount that's on your receipt. If you're getting Bitcoin, it will tell you the amount, fractional amount of Bitcoin that you earned by making that transaction. I love this feature. For someone that wants to get into Bitcoin, or someone that even wants to get into trading in stock, you give them the opportunity to do that. And I use this quite often for that reason. So today I went to a restaurant. I used it in order to get 10% worth of Bitcoin for making my purchase. Now, they also, these do change. So today they have DoorDash. You get 15% off for DoorDash, 5% off your order for Burger King, 20% over off GoPuff, 5% off of Goat. You get 5% off of Flight Club, 5% off of any grocery purchase. That's great. It's any grocery purchase, whatever you buy groceries with your card, or 15% off of any coffee shop. So if you want to go coffee shop, you can get 15% off of your purchase. Actually, excuse me, that one is 15% in Bitcoin. That's awesome. You get 15% in Bitcoin. You can get 10% off your order at McDonald's, or 10% off at Chick-fil-A or Domino's or PlayStation Network, or 10% off of a purchase from Twitch. Now, I use this, like I said, a lot, because I find myself getting, say if my order is $8.50, I think it was 10% off of my order today, so I said it's 5% off of usually a lot of the store purchases, but McDonald's is 10%, so if my order was $8.50, then I got 85 cents, and if you do this over a regular period, over a month time, you'd be surprised of how much money that you actually can save. Now, one of the reasons I do is I like to buy fractional shares of stock. So we're going to go over to the next, two over, where you see the squiggly lines, which is the graph, and you see the B. You can actually purchase, as I mentioned, stock and Bitcoin from your Cash App. So if you go in here and you want to purchase stock, you would go and you would pick the stock that you want to purchase, and then you would just pick the stock you want to purchase, and then you would hit buy if you want to purchase it, or hit sell if you want to sell it. Now, what I like, it gives you the 1 day, the 1 week, the 1 month, the 1 year, and it gives you all the financial statements of how the stock was trading. So you can see how stock is actually trading from, you know, day to day, or week to week, month to month, and so forth and so on. Now, also beyond that, it tells you the price of the stock. It tells you the total company value. It gives you the ticker symbol or the stock symbol. And if you go further down, it tells you, if you go to about, it tells you about the company. It tells you about its leadership, the amount of employees it has, what industry it is, and where it's headquartered. So it gives you the opportunity to study and research a lot of these stocks before you make a purchase. Now, what I also like about it, as I mentioned, is fractional shares. So you can buy fractional shares. Now, although when you populate the stock that you want, it will, and you say buy, it will show $10, and it also have other numbers or amounts of stock that you can purchase. If you tap on the three little dots, it will give you the ability to put the amount that you want to purchase. So if you want to even do $1 or $2 or $5, you can put that amount in, and then you can hit buy and you can actually buy your stock. And the same thing goes for Bitcoin. You're able to buy Bitcoins at fractional prices for Bitcoin. So you would do this the same way. You would go into buy. You would pick the amount of Bitcoin that you want to place an order for. It says 10, 25, 50, 75, and 100. You hit next, and then it will go through a confirmation process on both of these to see what you want to buy. The last thing is you look at all your transactions. If you go to the last one where it shows like a clock, it shows you all your transactions. So if you ever need to look back and see what you did, you will be able to look back. And right now I'm scrolling through here and I'm showing that my transactions on here goes all the way back to 2019. It must have been the time when I got the card. So if you don't have a Cash App card and you go to Cash App, you need to be referred. You will go to Cash App on your phone. Like I told you, the application is in the Play Store or in the iOS store on Apple products. And it's going to ask you for a code. My code is JLVRNZL. Let me say that again. It is JLVRNZL. And if you want to put that code in, you will get $5 for actually signing up to get Cash App once you make your first deposit into your account. So stop leaving money on the table. There's a lot of money that you could be saving. You could be getting this money to invest in bitcoins or in stock. But so many people are leaving this money on the table. They're not using the card or the account, the Cash App application, to get its greatest benefit. So it's time that you get the greatest benefit of using Cash App. I think it's a wonderful product and I'm very pleased with it. So if you get an opportunity, if you don't have the Cash App, download the application and use the code I just gave you. If you do have Cash App, please take advantage of the opportunity to save money and to earn free Bitcoin. And if you don't have their free debit card, sign up for one today. My name is Tim Robinson and this is Take It From The TIM. I hope you found value in the information that I shared with you as you gave me your most valuable asset, your time. I will talk to you later in the next audio. Take care.